Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Holiday shoppers went to the malls for retail discounts. Today, it's all about the e-tail discounts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In a moment, we'll find out how retailers fared over the big shopping weekend and how e-tailers might fare today as online holiday shopping clicks up a notch. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The Dow is down 84 points at 11,007. The Nasdaq down about 0.5% and the S&P 500 down about 0.2%. European markets are also lower following yesterday's official announcement that Ireland will get about $115 billion from its European friends to help stabilize the Irish banking system. Now let's get to e-tailers and retailers with Marshall Cohen. He's chief retail analyst at the NPD Group, and he joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how did retailers do over the big shopping weekend, Marshall?
Retailers actually stepped it up a notch this year. They did pretty well. Consumers went out in record numbers, and actually even not only did they shop, but they also purchased. They were gobbling up all kinds of bargains. The better the bargain, the more likely they were to buy.
Everybody wanted the bargains, and a lot of retailers were offering these big discounts. What does that do, Marshall, to the low-cost retailers like Walmart and TJ Maxx that are always offering discounts? Do they suffer?
Well, the mass merchants that were in the doorbuster deal game did very well. The other off-price retailers like TJ Maxx and Marshall's, their day is still yet to come. The consumers go to shop at the full-price retailers that are offering the big discounts, and then in the next 2 weeks, they'll be heading into the discount outlet stores to be able to gobble up some of those good deals.
So that day is yet to come. Now, today, as we said, is Cyber Monday. This is the day that people allegedly go online at work and start to buy things. Does Cyber Monday, now that it's so easy for everyone to go online and buy things anytime, does Cyber Monday still have the importance that it did, or is every day kind of Cyber Buy Day?
Great question. This year, Cyber Monday is going to be even more important than the hype that it was really led to be. It's the busiest shopping day online, but it wasn't always the busiest purchasing day. But retailers this year, both brick-and-mortar retailers with online sites, as well as pure-play retailers that only have commerce online, are going to be offering very competitive deals. So look for this year to be a very important day, but even more, an important week. Retailers are extending the sales beyond just today alone.
Okay, Marshall Cohen, chief retail analyst at the NPD Group. Well, Illinois will try to sell bonds today as it grapples with a multi-billion dollar budget gap. States, of course, are trying to balance budgets and have usually two options, either raising taxes or cutting spending. But as Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports now, Illinois is taking a creative new approach using a familiar source of cash, tobacco.
46 states receive money every year from legal settlements with big tobacco to cover those states' extra medical costs. Today, Illinois will start selling bonds on those annual payments, promising investors that money later so the state can have the cash now. Matt Fabian is managing director at Municipal Market Advisors. He says compared to other accounting schemes that states have tried,
you know, whole tiers and strata of gimmickry, the tobacco financing isn't a bad one.
Other gimmicks states have tried include tapping into roadwork budgets and selling office buildings only to lease them. Illinois hopes to raise $1.5 billion from its tobacco bond sale to pay overdue debts to schools and businesses. Here's the catch. The amount of tobacco money a state receives each year is tied to how many cigarettes are shipped in the state.
And how many cigarettes are shipped depends on the health of the local economy, how high the states and local governments have raised cigarette taxes, and how many smokers have died, frankly.
So light up, Chicago. You just might be helping city schools buy new textbooks. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at MassMutual.com.
Today in Cancun, Mexico, 192 countries start their annual conference on climate change. Over the next 2 weeks, countries will try again for a global deal on carbon emissions. Let's bring in Marketplace's Eve Troe, who's in Cancun for the conference. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
So what's at stake for the U.S. at this conference?
Well, last year, President Obama swept in, and he helped broker this 11th-hour agreement. That was in Copenhagen. He won't be here in Cancun. Instead, Todd Stern is leading the U.S. He's the special envoy for climate change. He says the many climate change skeptics just elected into Congress won't change the way he negotiates. But they could actually have a drastic effect on climate change funding that the U.S. promised in Copenhagen last year. And, of course, anything the U.S. signs in Cancun has to be enacted in large part by that Congress as well. I talked to Eric Carlson at carbonfund.org. He says the U.S. should have stayed home.
I think at this point, the U.S. presence is a distraction and overall a negative. It's time for the international community to step up and cut a deal and get this done.
And Eve, set the scene for us. What is the feeling there on the ground so far?
Well, Mexico considers itself a leader for clean energy in the developing world, and it's really putting on a show to prove that. The conference shuttle buses are on biodiesel. There's this one huge wind turbine that we've been told is recently built, definitely supposed to be a symbol for climate change action. But it looks a little lonely standing there by itself. So the show goes on.
Okay, Marketplace's Eve Troe in Cancun, and there's a website that we've just unveiled on our sustainability page. It's got more than 100 tips on reducing your energy and water use. Eve, I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that website, by the way, is marketplace.org. Finally, it looks like Cleveland Cavaliers fans aren't turning up the heat on LeBron James like they said they would. Remember back in July when the NBA star angered fans in his hometown of Cleveland by going to play for Miami? Well, this week, LeBron will be back in Ohio playing against the Cavaliers, and tickets are going for $234 apiece. That would be the most expensive regular season ticket in Cavaliers history. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Recession and recovery often make people yearn for simpler times, and that applies to the gifts we give during the holidays. Could be a season of homemade.
A lot of people, they're spending a lot more time at home, and they're getting back to an old hobby just so, you know, they're not so depressed listening to the news.
I'm Tess Vigeland, humorist Amy Sedaris on Handicrafts and More, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.